the name of Jesus, I study this topic of one true God with us. Just in one case. Every seminar, especially for NYTS, we all have a basic belief. So we study the basic belief over and over again. For those who attending SSC, you may study this topic many times already. But since when we get older, we have a more mature thought. So when we study one true God in NYTS, maybe it's different from when we study in SSC. So for this class, we want to know whom we believe. This is the optimist way. Our goal is really truly know our Savior. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, we can read for this verse. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. This is how Paul, he can stand firm even when he was persecuted for the sake of gospel because of the name of Jesus. He still continued to preach. He is just like a mighty warrior continuing on this journey no matter what people rebuke him, persecute him, he just continued because he truly understand, he truly know the Savior whom called him to enter this missionary. So he become very faithful. So today, when we study this one true God, we want to make sure we know this Savior. Okay. So the Savior, the only one true God is Jesus Christ. We have to have a very clear concept about Jesus. Because everything we're talking about, this faith is related to Jesus. Jesus is the center of the whole Bible. This is the entire Old Testament and New Testament Bible talking about salvation and centered in Jesus Christ. We have to trust the Lord Jesus wholeheartedly all our life. After we know Jesus is my Savior, then I have to entrust Him everything. So this God is not just the God in the concept, in knowledge, but the God really abides with us all our life. So we can rely on Him our whole life. So trust Jesus. Just like what Jacob, he said in Genesis 48, 15. Genesis 48, 15. Please read this verse. Sister, and Lois, can you read?
Amen.
embraced Joseph and said, God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac were, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day. The whole life, Jacob, he experienced this God, really, just like a shepherd, take care of his whole life. So before he didn't know God loved him, God abided with him, but after he met with this God, his attitude changed, his life changed. So this is our goal. We have to really understand this Savior is going to walk with us whole life long. He will guide our way until we reach to our final destination, which is in heaven. So we will live a life of evangelism. After we know whom we have believed, we want to evangelize, right? We want to preach others about this wonderful Savior. So Jesus is wonderful. He can save us. He can change our life. We want to share this good news with others. So in order to preach the gospel, we in the society with Christianity, we face the first obstacle is how are we going to explain about Trinity? Can we differentiate the error of Trinity and what we have in our base belief? Number one says, Lord Jesus Christ is only Savior. He is the true God. He is not just the one of the Trinity. Because the term is Trinity confuses many. It actually mixes up about the salvation and the concept of God's Spirit. And then Trinity actually tries to understand God who is in spirit in this physical world. So that's why we believe Jesus is one true God. And then we have to explain, we have to understand. So 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, 15. Chapter 3, verse 15. Brother Joseph, keep it and read.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear.
Amen. Sanctify the Lord in your heart, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So once we learn one true God, we know Jesus is the Savior, only the Savior. If we are ready, we have to always be ready to answer others' questions, to defend our belief with meekness and the fear. So we are not going to debate with others. To preach the gospel, we are not going to debate, disputing with others, say, oh, you are wrong, I am right. No, actually, with meekness, with a tender heart, we try to explain what we believe. And we want to make people also understand this wonderful Savior. So we are not going to make a confrontation with others. No? We are going to try to share with others about what we believe. This is the most important thing. Because God controls people's heart. If God opens their mind, their heart, they can understand, they will receive the message. Otherwise, if God don't want upon them, no matter how beautiful, how we defense or what we say, it's useless. It doesn't work at all. So we want to evangelize. So we want to learn this, our faith belief, one true God. So does God exist? How do you know? Now more and more people in this society, because No, the technology is so advanced. Do you know what kind of religion is growing the fast, the most? What kind of religion? Atheist. 无神论. They say no God. No God at all. So seems even in Christianity, the old time member of the church or Christians, they turn to the concept that there is no God. They just mean that their mind has been polluted by this philosophy of you know, the ancient philosophy. Because people tend to believe in themselves first. And then they use all different kind of the so-called evidence to say there is no God. But do we believe? Do we believe God exists? Or do we ever doubt about, is there God? If we believe in God, actually this is a faith. This is not something you can prove it by scientific way. So believing God, believing God's existence is the fundamental concept for studying the Bible. Why? Because everything we cite, right, from Bible. The first word of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So, this is our only standard, and everything based on the Bible. So, the Holy Bible is God's word, and we believe this is God's word. God revealed this mystery of the entire universe to us through Bible. So, we believe Jesus is this creator. And this is the belief concept. But our belief actually is have evidence, right? Not today in TJC. Through Holy Spirit, we believe. Through miracles, we believe God exists. No one can deny. Likewise, some people challenge us, can you prove that God exists? But on the other hand, can anyone prove to you that God doesn't exist? No way, right? People cannot prove that God doesn't exist. So this is actually a concept. Believe. If you believe, then you believe. Then you get it. So God does exist. Why? Because Bible says so. We believe it's Bible. It's God's word. It's God's revelation to the humankind. So, like in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, turn to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, 3. In your note, in your handout, in your note, you have all the material, so you don't have to copy. Just consider the Bible verse carefully. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Verse 3. And Ian, in the name, Henry, where is Ian? Amen. By faith, we understand that the word was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. God used his word to create the whole universe. So it's not the word is not come out from something visible. So God's creation is different from what the human so-called invention or creation. We say we create something, right? Oh, this person is so very creative. We create because we have something, we have some material to make a different form of the things. Right? As human beings, we cannot make something out of nothing. But God can do it. God can make everything out of nothing. Just through his word. This is God's creation. So by faith, God, we know this word was framed or made by the word of God, by faith, we know. But if we don't believe God, then we don't know. No matter how hard, how many different ways you try to think about, no way, you just cannot get it. So it's also a matter of a personal experience. If someone say, oh, I don't believe God made this world in this way, but what is this matter to you? No. The God, we have to put God into my heart. God have to have something to do with my life. And then the God is real, is true. If God just a knowledge, then it's no different from other different kind of knowledge. So our personal experience in God is very important. If we touch God, just like you know the in the Gospel, Gospel Mark or Gospel Matthew, it also describes the woman who was suffering of bleeding for 12 years. She believed, if I can touch the garment of Jesus, I can be healed. She believed in this way. Then she make her best, her effort to touch the garment of Jesus. And then her sickness got healed, right? So to her, to this woman, it is not necessary for anyone to prove that Jesus is God. She understood, she experienced, and no one can take this belief out of her. So likewise, if we can experience God's love, God really exists, He is connected to my life, and we believe God exists. So through Holy Spirit, we know God exists. Okay? So that's why in 1 John chapter 3, 24, God's love, we say God is love. How do you know? 1 John chapter 3, 24. 1 John 3, 24. Sister Emily, Emily Chen, can you read? By the Spirit whom He has given us. Holy Spirit is so true. Somehow, if we don't pray to be filled with Holy Spirit, if we don't really read the Word of God, eventually someone will come to you and question for you that the Holy Spirit is just your habitual way of praying. Because you used to pray in this way. That is why. You can pray in tongue. Someone can learn to speak in tongue, like rolling tongue. For those who can speak different language, like if they can speak German or they can speak Spanish. Because in the language, they do have some pronunciation have required rolling tongue. So they say, oh, you can learn from as a skill. You can roll your tongue. So you speak, when you pray, you say you pray in speaking in tongues. You can learn it. Someone can really demonstrate to you. They can really speak like you. But it's different from what we receive from the power from above, right? Every time when we pray, everyone when we pray for Holy Spirit, the first time when the Holy Spirit came upon you, then your tongue suddenly changed, right? You feel the warmth, the power come out from your heart. This is the experience, actually, the feeling is so true. No one can deny it for you. So if we, the more we pray in the Holy Spirit, we will understand God really answers to our prayer. So Holy Spirit, it tells us God really cares about us. So once we receive the Holy Spirit, we have to continue to pray and rely on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will make our heart 100% sure God exists. God really abides with us. Guide our every day of life. Okay. So, the Holy Spirit is key now to TJC. Another way is miracles. Miracles. No one can deny the miracles. Even some non-believers. They believe miracles, right? But they may tend to, oh, this is because of some superpower, which is invisible. But to us, we know who performed this miracle, and we know the purpose of miracle, right? So, if in our life, if in our family, we ever experience miracles happen, then we know this from God. Because we pray to Jesus Christ. We call upon His name. That's why He answers our prayer. Right? So, miracle is so important. Another way is through observing this creation. In Romans chapter 1, 19-20, I think we read this verse many times. Observing this word. Can someone deny and talk to you, oh, is it because this was the chance, by possibility, then everything put together, then this thing just happened? Is it possible? Right? Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Chapter 5, sorry, chapter 5. Chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 4. Chapter 3, verse 4. Sister Catherine. Catherine, oh. Chapter 3 verse 4 says, for every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. So, God make it. Just like a house someone built. So, God does exist. It's a matter of human common conscience. Why? Because everyone, every race, every nation, they do worship God, because God put this eternity into our heart. Everyone has this concept of worship God. Okay, so morality. As a humankind, we have a common standard of moral, right? Moral standard. Romans chapter 2 verse 15 has also mentioned about this. We do have, you know, something is your limit. You cannot do it because your conscience will rebuke you. This is common for every race, every nation. They do have the same thing. Morality. The image of God. We all are made by this image. They are our organs, right? Eyes, our nose, mouth, everything. Different color of skin, but actually, in genetic way, it's the identical, the same. So the image, of course, the image in Ephesians chapter 4, the image is righteousness and goodness. So everyone, actually, every humankind, in the beginning, all very, very good, very gentle. But in different society, the baby turned to different, after grow up, become different way, different man. So if you look at, this is our common of human, then we see it's because we have been made by God. So what is your thought about God? What is God? How do you define God. If someone asks, if you don't see God, then how do you know who is God? What is God? So what is the beginning about God? What is God? Brother Jeffrey, what is your thought about God? We have to have more interact. We otherwise fall asleep. Let's do it. What is God? Do we believe in God? Yes. So what is God? Why are we going to answer Father's question? If someone doesn't believe in God, then ask you, what is God? My Savior. Okay, your Savior, someone said, if you are in trouble, I can send someone to give you money and save you. And then the man become God. Right? My Savior. My sister, brother, Kyle. Can save me from sin. Okay, so God can save me from sin. Okay. Sister, what is your thought about God? You mentioned God. Polina. God's spirit. Very good. Standard answer. Deborah. God is creator. So God is creator of the whole universe. Creator is God, okay. So creator. So powerful. All right, someone in the back. Ready?
God is someone who
has helped you after my life,
or I can be
peace, joy,
even when I'm in trouble.
Okay. So can give you peace, joy, and guide you when you are in trouble. Okay. So God, you just ask yourself, when you say, I believe in God, what is your thought about God? How do you define God? So if someone said, there is a God in the temple, God's name, or so many names, I don't want to mention the name, right? So different kind of God. What is the common concept of person about God? If you consider God, then maybe someone can see the all. If I have trouble, I worship this God, and God can dissolve my problem, right? And the God can give me money, wealth. If I pray to this God, and then he just made me buy a lottery and then just win the lottery. Someone they have a concept of God about the worldly things. They just want to, if I can receive benefit, and this is God. So that's why someone treat human being as God. Or someone that are very proud of themselves, they can see themselves as God. So we do have a brother. He has a boss. Boss is very rich. And the brother said, his boss just consider himself as God. Because all the employees of the company rely on him. He consider, because he has so much money. So he said, I can give you whatever you want. I am God. These people, they consider themselves as God. See? So what do you think about God? It's very important, what is God? We have to make it from very beginning, fundamental concept of God. The essence of God, spirit, right? We will say God must be spirit. God is not visible. If God is something physical, then the God is made of other things, then it's not God. God is spirit. So John 4:24, God is spirit. God must self-exist. Self-existent. No one can make God. God must endure and exist forever. Right? So that's why in Exodus 3:14, This God's proclamation, God answered Moses, I am who I am. I am who I am. So out of no reason, God says, is this there? Right? So no one can say, I make God. God is self-existent. Revelation chapter 1 verse 8 is beginning. The yesterday, today, tomorrow, always the same. Oh. Verse 20, chapter 22 verse 13 is the same concept in Revelation. God must be a creator, not created. He's created, he's almighty. So God can make everything, so nothing is impossible to God. So this is, if we believe in God, okay, so now, if say God is creator, God can do everything, then do we have faith to trust all our difficulty, all our life to Him? If we believe yes, then we will pray to Him everything. Because He is my creator. He is not created. He can create things out of nothing, right? God is spirit. God is spirit. Spirit is invisible. So we cannot say, okay, I show you this God. If someone, they ask you, if you believe in God, then please show me your God. Then you know, this person, he has a long concept about God already. From the beginning, they don't understand what is God. Then we have to switch their eyes into the right essence of God. God is spirit. God is invisible to our physical eyes. So we have to use our heart to experience it. No one can just like show you something visible that this is God. If this is the way, then it's not God. Right? So 1 Timothy chapter 1, 17. God is invisible. Chapter 6, 14 to 19 and 16. God living in the light which no one can see. No one ever see it and no one can see. God is omnipresent everywhere. God must be everywhere, right? No any place that you can say there's no God. If God is not omnipresent, then this guy is limited. But God actually is unlimited. So Jeremiah 23, let's turn to this verse. Jeremiah 23:23. Jeremiah 23:24. Brother Jasper. Continue 24. Amen. Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I should not see him? Do I not fear the heaven and earth? Says the Lord. This is God's proclamation. Do I not fear the heaven and earth? God is only omniscient. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10. God is almighty. God knows everything. God is, you cannot hide anything from God. Omnipotent. God is omnipotent. So when you say God is almighty, God can accomplish, make everything. So in Genesis 18, 14, is there anything impossible to God? Alright, so this God is spirit. We must make clear about God. Eh? God was manifested in flesh. God is invisible, God is spirit. God can manifest to me. If God revealed to man, then we know it. If God hide himself, then we have no idea at all. So, divine nature of God shown by Jesus Christ. This invisible God is not only out of somewhere or anywhere, but actually this God is going to dwell among us. So God is above all and among all, in all, right? The Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. The Word was God. The Word of Jesus are spirit and are life. Jesus proclaimed in John 6:63. He said, my word is light. Jesus is light. Jesus is light. Light. So I think it's in 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 16, 15 and 16. 1 Timothy 15 and 16. Sister, here's so many, maybe name one. Area. 16 says, who alone was immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light. God is light. Right? Jesus also proclaimed in his mission, he said, I am the light. I am the light of the world. Jesus is light. Jesus is life. This God was manifested in flesh, named Jesus. And he is light. He is life. He is the Word. He is creator, because God used his word to create everything out of nothing. Use his word. So this, if we want to truly know God, then we have to first know Jesus. If we don't know Jesus, then we have no way to know God. The attribute of God, love, right? God is love. So when we say God, God must be very kind, very, very loving. So this is someone you can, you know, this is the God you want to get closer. You want to draw near to God who is love. Everybody wants to get closer to those who are very kind, right? Just like an old grandma, it's very, look very, very good, very nice. Everyone wants to cross because sometimes old grandma will give the kids candy, chocolate. The kids just get very happy. Want to every time come to the old grandma, always be something sweet. So God is love. The love is actually everlasting love. So Jeremiah 31:3-4 say, God used this everlasting love to love us. Never change. This is called God. Right? God is perfect, perfect, perfect in forgiveness, perfect in compassionate, perfect in helping others. So when God helps us, he just blesses us. God doesn't give us any burden. So if God loves us, then we are so free. And we feel so, oh, we has been loved by God, so wonderful.
God is perfect. God is holy. First Peter chapter 1:16. God is holy. God is compassionate. So that's why, if we really experience God's love, God's compassionate, then we can use this same way to care others, to show our compassion. God is faithful. So if God said, then He will fulfill it. So likewise, we have to be faithful. If we know God is faithful, then we have to keep our promise. So that's why every SSC or NYTS, ICS, if we ever make a commitment to God, then we have to keep it. If we do it, if we truly know God, then we have to make it to the end, complete. Don't just make it halfway and we forgot. No. Faithful. God is faithful. His follower must be faithful as well. God is righteousness. God is peace. Right? So, peaceful God. Make peace. That's why blessed are those who peacemaker. God is righteous. Don't forget, God is righteous. So God is not going to misunderstand or mistreat anyone. If God cannot make, someone is sinful and then just treat this, nothing happened. We say we receive God's forgiveness because if we sin against God, then actually we have to be punished. We have to bear the price of sin. But because of the love of Jesus, He paid for us. Okay, so God is righteous, God is peace, God is merciful. God is patient. Okay, time's up. So we pray and just we pray until. So we conclude this morning class and then kneel down to pray together.